The lawsuit was filed in New York State Supreme Court on Friday, asking a judge to rule that Ruthie's law is illegal and bar Erie County officials from enforcing it.
We frankly got tired of this, and so we've got to take some action proactively to stop this.
Neil Murray is the attorney for the New York State Health Facilities Association, which filed the suit on behalf of Schofield Care, Williamsville Suburban, and all six Alderwood nursing homes. They've long argued that Ruthie's law is preempted by New York public health law, which says that counties can't make regulations for nursing homes since they're already regulated by the state.
We were frankly dismayed that for so long we were being portrayed as scofflaws and non-compliant nursing homes, which is the furthest thing from the truth. And the irony is that it was the Erie County that was actually violating the law, not us.
The county passed Ruthie's law in 2017 after the beating death of nursing home resident Ruth Murray. It mandates nursing homes report injuries and abuse to the county twice a year, but the county's been slow to enforce. It hasn't issued a single fine, despite at times more than half of nursing homes not complying. WBFO's report last fall led county legislators to pressure the county administration to start levying fines, leading the administration to announce last week it'll fine nursing homes if they don't comply by February 28th. County Executive Mark Poloncarz, who proposed Ruthie's law and is a defendant in the suit, says the county doesn't comment on pending litigation, but will defend the law. Murray says he hopes the county and the nursing homes can come to an agreement.
I'm still holding out hope. Everybody will come to the table and avoid this unnecessary and costly process that we're going through.
Tom Dinke, WBFO News.